But as the rooms of Versailles filled up with Louis's offspring, the king's mind moved to affairs of state. He decided to copy his illustrious predecessor in another way, by taking France to war.
The decision of Louis XV to go to war in 1744 was hugely popular. This is what a king of France should do. He should be seen at the head of his armies, fighting and leading his troops.
Louis's declaration of war against France's traditional enemies, of Britain and Austria, made him a hero on the streets. And so did his decision to lead his armies in person, accompanied, of course, by two of the de Nesle sisters. But war was to bring Louis his first brush with death.
While he was at Metz, he fell terribly ill, and it was considered that he was going to die.
Certainly the doctors had given up hope, and back in France, the population was shocked, genuinely, absolutely frozen with fear that they would lose their king.
In order, as a Catholic, to receive the last sacraments, he had to confess. And in order to confess, he had to send away his mistress and renounce her.
Louis didn't think much of his marriage vows, but like most people of his age, he did believe in heaven and hell. And he knew which one he wanted to avoid.
La Sainte Église ne peut donner les sacrements à votre majesté dès lors que sa maîtresse est à ses côtés.
The king, like the least of his subjects, was afraid of dying without absolution and was afraid for the state of his immortal soul.
Sauvez mon âme, mon Seigneur.
He knew that one day he would have to face God and give an account of himself, and then he would just be a man before God, like any other man.